Good morning, everybody, to today's Cuckoo Club Lumdus Tuesdays, and this week, Parshas Lech Lecha. So I want to bring a very famous question. Last week, I brought the question about how did the Avos keep Shabbos, right? Because the Gemara says, and the Midrash says, according to the Pasuk, Ekev asher shama Avraham bekuli vayishmor mishmarti mitzvotai chukotai v'torotai, that Avraham Avinu and all the Avos kept all the mitzvos before they were commanded. Avraham Avinu put on tefillin, and he put on tzitzis, and he kept Shabbos. He did all the mitzvot before he was commanded, before the Torah was actually given in Har Sinai. So this week, we're going to discuss a similar question. If indeed Avraham Avinu kept all the Torah before he was commanded, so why does he need to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to command him about the mitzvah of Bris Milah? And this week, we learn about the second mitzvah in all of Torah, according to the Chinuch, and the first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was commanded, the mitzvah of Brit Milah, of doing a bris. And for some reason, he's waiting until the age of 99 to perform this mitzvah. Why didn't he do it beforehand? He performed every single mitzvah before he was commanded, Shabbos, Tefillah, and Tzitzis, whatever. But Milah, he's waiting for Kodesh Baruch Hu until the age of 99. Until then, he doesn't do this mitzvah. He waits for the commandment of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is he waiting for the commandment of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and not doing the mitzvah before he was commanded like any other mitzvah? Is the question clear? Yeah? No? Do you have any clear answers? I have here like 18 answers. I won't say all of them, obviously, but I have plenty of answers. Any idea? Why did Avraham Avinu wait for the commandment of Bris Milah? He did every single mitzvah before it was commanded. Why did he wait for the commandment of Bris Milah? Reb Aaron has an answer. I'm sure you have.
I mean, the only answer I can come up with is that he read the Torah and he saw Avraham was going to get
So your pshat is, Avraham Avinu actually had the textbook in front of him. He had the Torah. He learned Parshas Yitro. He learned Parshas Mishpatim. So that's how he knew all the mitzvahs. It's not true, with all due respect. Why? Because the Midrash says that his klayot, he managed to learn himself Torah. He didn't have any textbook in front of him. His klayot, his body, his soul, whatever, taught him Torah, whatever that means. So do you have any idea?
Because the essence of Brit Milah, it's creating a covenant with Hashem.
Oh, beautiful. That was actually answer number 5, because I think it's the best answer. Beautiful answer. The answer of the Shut Sridei Esh. Kol HaKavod Rebunach Wolfson, also known as the Sridei Esh. He says, Bris Milah has two meanings. It's one, a circumcision. It's cutting off the foreskin, cutting off the ola. But in addition, it's also a bris. It's a covenant between two parties. And in this case, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. A person can't do a covenant by himself. The entire idea of a bris, of a covenant between two people, it means that we are not making some kind of deal. You have to have two people in order to make a deal. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not commanding it, there is no value of a bris. So very good. That's answer number 4 in my list, or number 5. But for today, this will be answer number 1. Good morning, Tal. The question is, why did Avraham Avinu wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to command him with the mitzvah of Bris Milah? He did every single mitzvah in the Torah before he was commanded. Why did he wait to the age of 99 in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah? So answer number 1 was, in order to have a bris, a covenant, an agreement between two people, you have to have two parties. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding it, there's no value of the bris. Beautiful, beautiful answer. Any other ideas?
Not as good as that.
Honestly, I find this the best answer. So I have here a bunch of ideas. Answer number 1, which is very famous, contributed to the Re'em, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. He says, Avraham Avinu knew that he's going to be commanded. Like you said, I don't know if he read the Tanakh, but he knew that this mitzvah is going to be commanded. Now, there's a very, very famous rule. Gadol ha-mitzuveh ve'oseh, me'mishe eino mitzuveh ve'oseh. If a person does a mitzvah when he's commanded, it is better than a person that does a mitzvah when he's not commanded. Women are not commanded to shake a lulav. They're not commanded. If they shake a lulav, they actually fulfill a mitzvah. Ashkenazi ladies, if they shake a lulav, they can even say a bracha. They're fulfilling the mitzvah, but who is better? Mitzuveh ve'oseh. The person who's actually commanded in the mitzvah, when he does the mitzvah, it's better than the person that is not commanded. So says the Re'em, Avraham Avinu knew, I can do all the mitzvot as a person who is not mitzuveh ve'oseh, who is not commanded. But I'm going to be commanded in this mitzvah of Bris Milah. And Milah, and Bris Milah is a mitzvah that you can do only once in life. I could do Shabbos before I was commanded. I could do Shabbos after I was commanded. I could put on tefillin before I was commanded. I could put on tefillin after I was commanded. Bris Mila, it's a one-time thing. That's the only thing they could possibly do. So says Avraham Avinu, I will wait until I'm commanded, and I'll do this mitzvah. Bris Mila, as a mitzvah ve'oisa, as a person who is commanded. That is the famous, and I want to say the easiest answer. He knew he will be commanded, he wants to do the mitzvah when he is actually commanded. Another answer, which is a kind of a balabatish answer, that they actually say that Avraham Avinu started to fulfill all the mitzvot before it was commanded. When? Only after the bris. Only after he had the bris, the covenant between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, only from that point and on, he decided to fulfill all the rest of the mitzvot. There's a famous vort that I heard from Rosh Weiss. He says this in the name of the Tosfot. I don't know where this Tosfot is. I think it's in Rabbeinu Tam someplace. And he says, the word brit, so it's the letters, Taf, Reish, Yud, Bet. How many mitzvot do we have in the Torah? Taf, Reish, Yud, Gimel, right? We have 630 mitzvot. Bris is 612. He says Rabbeinu Tam, after you do this mitzvah, how many do you have left? Taf, Reish, Yud, Bet. That's what the letters of Bris is, the letters of Taf, Reish, Yud, Bet, meaning from this point on, you could do and fulfill the rest of the mitzvot. So maybe also here, Avraham Avinu, he decided to keep all the mitzvot once he has a kesher. He has a relationship, a bris, a covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. From that point on, he starts doing all the rest of the mitzvot, all the rest of Taryag, or in this case, all the rest of Taf, Reish, Yud, Bet. So we have the answer, he wanted to be mitzvah ve'oiseh. Another answer, we say that he started actually fulfilling all the mitzvot only after the bris. You have your amazing answer of the covenant. Any other answers? What is a bris? What do you physically do? You harm yourself. You hurt yourself. Is a person allowed to hurt himself? Chas v'shalom. There is an isur pen Yosef la'koisoy and baltashke. A person should not hurt his friend and should not be mashchit anything. He should also not hurt himself. When a person harms himself, he's actually doing an avera. Says Avraham Avinu, I want to do every single mitzvah of the Torah before I was commanded, but I don't want to do this on the expense of another mitzvah. I don't want to do any avera. If I'm not going to cut a piece of myself, I'm going to hurt myself, I'm going to cause myself to bleed before I was commanded, I'm actually doing an avera. So until I'm commanded, this thing is only an avera. Hurting myself is an avera, of damaging myself, of hurting myself. This is a terrible thing. Only when I'm commanded, I could actually do this mitzvah. So that's why. So why didn't he do a bris before he was commanded? Because before he was commanded, it was the mitzvah. It was actually an avera because he's going to hurt himself. Okay, so I have this answer. I have the answer of mitzvah ve'ose, bris. Very good. I think we're actually more or less there. Another last answer that you have here in the name of the bris kerav, that the halacha is, who can actually do a bris? Can I go to a non-Jewish doctor with my son and have my son circumcised? The halacha is no. You have to have a person who is actually commanded in the mitzvah of bris mila to do a bris mila. That's why, by the way, I asked a famous posuk in Israel that there's a bit of a problem in North America because many people were circumcised by maybe Jewish doctors. They weren't 100% religious and Orthodox doctors. And since they're not religious, it could be that they're considered to be what's called a mumar. And in that case, they are possible of doing a bris. So it's a very big question. Ask him what to do. Do people need to circumcise themselves again? He says, let me say, you could be makel, you have some points they can rely on. But generally speaking, a person, the moel has to be a ben bris, a person who's the parsha, bris mila. A non-Jew cannot do a bris. Avinu had to be commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to become a person who's mechuyev, obligated in the mitzvah of bris mila, and only then he can do a bris to himself. He'll do a bris to himself beforehand, so in that case, it won't be a kosher bris, because it has to be a bris by a Jew, by a Yehudi. So we had five answers, you can go if you want. So you have five answers. Why did Avraham Avinu wait until the commandment of bris mila in order to circumcise himself? Answer number one, he wanted to be mitzvah ve'oseh. Answer number two, he started fulfilling all the mitzvahs of the Torah only after it was commanded. Answer number three, we said just now that he had to be commanded in order to be a Baal Bris, in order to do the Bris. Answer number four, we said that he doesn't want to hurt himself. And answer number five, I think this is the most beautiful answer. Your answer, the idea of a Bris is a covenant between two parties. And if there's no commandment, there's no covenant, there's no kesha, there's no relationship between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. Wishing you all a great, great day.